Hi, this is Ben Zorns from Ellerslie Mission Society. We wanted to give you a peek at a vital part of our Ellerslie semester training. On day two of a semester, Eric Ludi stands before the new troop of students and gives them a message unlike any other message they receive all semester long. It's called Foundations. It's a critical day packed with 4 hours of very significant spiritual matter. Well, to give you a snapshot of this day and its content, we have selected out 18 audio clips from the Foundation's message that we think summarize it fairly well. So if you ever decide to come to Ellerslie, you will already be primed and ready. This is clip 16 of 18 entitled, 7,000 That Haven't Bent Their Knee. We hope you enjoy, and if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us at www.ellerslie.com. Here's Eric Ludi.
Okay, Egypt, wilderness, promised land. We just went through that. And I think you're going to really love that theme as we develop, because it gives a language to what goes on in the human soul. Because that concept of stopping short and pitching your tent is an ideal parallel with the wilderness, because that is exactly what the Israelites did for 40 years. And an entire generation had to be the one to pick up the standard or the ark in this case and rush on the promised land and take it for the glory of God. So hopefully we can be the generation that is the one rushing in to tackle the 31 empires and not the generation that rots in the wilderness. At different points in time, I would say it definitely feels like we're a rotting generation. But then when you hang around a place like this, you begin to realize, this is one thing that the staff, we know, there's a lot of people out there that are hungry. The problem is many of us feel very alone where we come from. And so we wonder, it's sort of like Elijah did. I'm the only one, the only prophet out there that still fears my God, that hasn't bent my knee to Baal. And God says, hush. There are 7,000 Israelites that haven't bent their knee to Baal. 7,000? That's a small little dinky nation, and there were 7,000 there. Well, that means there has to be about 7 million out there at least that are ready to rise up for the real gospel of Jesus Christ. All it takes is one. One man or woman of God in a generation can turn it upside down. And of course, it does need to multiply after that one begins to stand. But all it takes is the seed of the heart of David to rise up against a Goliath in a generation. And all the Philistines run hightail, and it releases the confidence and the faith in the entire Israelite host to say, our God still lives. It's one of the great questions. It's a principle called cessationism, which means that, yes, God started out working this way. He got the whole machine going. But then he decided that it was better for us just to have the revealed word of God, just the text, and then all the power got removed. And that's actually what people believe. That there is no more power in Christianity today because the canon was closed. 66 books is what the canon is. And now we have scripture, we have text, but we have no power. I want you to know that without power, you have no Christianity. You cannot remove the power of God and expect to have any ability to perform the calling and the commands of Jesus Christ, because it leaves it up to you, your own human determination, your own human willpower, and to God, that is a stench. The only thing that can please him is the righteousness that is worked by the Spirit of God within us. We desperately need power and life and the enabling action of God at work within our souls. Please, God, we need it. The Church of Jesus Christ should fall flat on their face today and say, we will not leave this spot until we get everything that you purchased on that cross to enable us to bring glory to your name.
So there you have it, a peek into the 7,000 that haven't bent their knee. Thank you for listening. If you are interested in sampling the other audio clips from this 18-part series, or just interested in more information about Ellerslie training, then please visit our website at www.ellerslie.com. This is Ben Zorns from Ellerslie Mission Society, cheering you on as Christ cultivates his set-apart life within you.